big warm aloha. Mwah. Welcome into the Tiki Lounge Remix, the audio venue where you can hear the latest in global world sounds, contemporary jazz, digital beats, all sorts of good things coming your way. My name's Seth Jordan, your host, proprietor, and DJ in this audio establishment. And in this first hour of the program, my special guest from New Orleans is Mr. Ivan Neville from the Neville Brothers. He's the son of the great singer Aaron Neville, and Ivan's just been out here in Australia fronting his very own funky band called Dumpster Funk. I caught up with Ivan Neville up at Blues Fest in Byron Bay over the long Easter weekend. So we're going to be talking to Ivan Neville here in this first hour of the Tiki Lounge Remix. We've also got music from Brussels in Belgium, UK, London, Nigerian mix, and all sorts of other good things coming your way. So stick around. You're in the Tiki Lounge Remix. But to start things off, we are going to head to London, and the group called Abibio, I-B-I-B-I-O, Abibio. They sort of have a bit of an 80s sound. They're fronted by British-Nigerian female singer Miss Eno Williams, and they got a brand new album out. It's called Uye, U-Y-A-I, Uye. This is London's Abibio Sound Machine, here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
Don't
Yeah, it's a track called Alexandria from Belgian group Black Flower from the brand new album out called Artifacts. Very interesting group of Black Flower. They're based in Brussels. I believe they've got members from Antwerp and Bruges as well in Belgium. They were inspired by Ethiopian music, which is kind of a strange influence on Belgian musicians, but there you go. Nathan Dames is the main fella in the band. He's a saxophonist and the composer of the group, and he loves Ethiopian music, so he's kind of blended it in with a European flavor and come up with this fine quintet. Black Flower is the name of the group. It's out on the SD Ban label, and I think we need to hear one more track. What do you reckon? Here's something that's a little calmer, and this is a track called High Upon the Mountain, High Upon the Hill. Belgium's Black Flower, here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
Thank you. the rivers of Babylon, where we set down, and there we went, when we remember Zion. But the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing in Alpha song in a strange land? But the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing in Alpha song in a strange land?
Sing it out loud. Sing a song of freedom. Sing it out loud. Sing a song of freedom.
So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Pharaoh. So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Pharaoh. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we were, when we remembered Zion. But the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing in Alpha song in a strange land? Oh, but the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing in Alpha song in a strange land?
Sing it out loud.
The classic sounds, Rivers of Babylon, done there by New Orleans' The Neville Brothers. From the last album they put out as a studio album together is a group called Walking in the Shadow of Life. That goes back to, oh, when is it now, 2004. So it's been that long since they've been in the studio putting out music. The unmistakable voice of Aaron Neville, falsetto voice out the front there, really belies the man's large physique. That voice of his always been called the voice of an angel. His brother Art, Cyril, and Charles in the Neville Brothers, and the youngest member of the group, Ivan Neville, who's been part of the group for a number of years, going back, I guess, to the late 1990s. Since then, Ivan's recorded and released four solo albums of his own. He's also played on several of the Neville Brothers records there toward the end of that recording career, and on his father's solo records, and his dad, Aaron, does continue to put out solo records on his own. Ivan Neville also performed in Bonnie Raitt's band in the 1980s, And he also contributed keyboards to two Rolling Stones albums, 1986 Dirty Work and 1994's Voodoo Lounge, as well as being a member of Keith Richards' solo band, occasionally called the Expensive Winos. And in 1988, he toured with Richards after recording the album Talk Is Cheap and was the opening act for those shows. In 2003, Ivan Neville formed the group Dumpster Funk. And that's spelled D-U-M-P-S-T-A-P-N-K, Dumpster Funk. And they've been going ever since. They performed up at this year's Blues Fest up in Byron Bay, and I caught up with Ivan Neville up there. But just before we launch into that chat with Ivan backstage at Blues Fest, let's hear one more track from this last Neville Brothers album, Walking in the Shadows of Life. It's a bit more full-on than that Rivers of Babylon. This is their take on the old Temptation song called Ball of Confusion, and it's still pretty relevant today. From the Neville Brothers, and Ivan Neville on keyboards as well, here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
Moving to the hill. People around the world still shouting.
sitting backstage here at Blues Fest with Mr. Ivan Neville from Dumps to Funk. Welcome back to Australia.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, now listen, with your family, your incredible family, was there ever a time when you were young and you thought, no, I'm not going to do music. I'm going to be an accountant or I'm going to sell insurance or something like that. Did that ever cross your mind?
Well,
it was always
you
music.
You know what? I liked sports as a very youngster. When I was very young, I liked sports. So I would, if you would have asked me what was I going to be when I grew up, when I was like 10 years old, I would have said, I want to be a football player. But, yeah, look at my size. So by the time I got to high school, I'm like, I'll play the piano instead.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me just a little bit about growing up in your family. I assume there was just constant music all the time and people coming around the house and all that sort of stuff. What are your memories when you were a really little kid?
There was obviously always music around, whether it be the record player playing records. There was a piano always. And then my dad would sit down to the piano every now and again. But we would have visitors like James Booker, the amazing pianist out of New Orleans, who was a family friend. And he would come by the house every so often and play. Amazing. And I would go to some recording sessions with my dad and see, like at Cosmo Matassa's, Cosmo Studio, I would see some things go on there. And my Uncle Art lived right down the block. So if the family, we lived within two blocks of one another, pretty much almost everybody. Mm. And, yeah, just music all the time.
And who were the first people that impressed you? Were they visitors to your home or people you saw at the festivals?
It was a combination of all of that. I mean, obviously my dad, I knew my dad was doing some serious stuff. And I was impressed with what he was doing. And to tell you the truth, to me, he was just dad. So
yeah.
I was like, ah, whatever. You know? But I knew what he was doing. I knew he was, you know, I knew he was a musician and a singer, and my uncles as well. And just seeing people like Alan Toussaint here in passing and whatnot, I was impressed with a lot of that. You know, I remember the first time I saw Alan Toussaint. He pulls up on a motorcycle, and he was very well dressed. So it was kind of odd to me. I mean, I was probably 8 years old or something, and I'm like, here, this guy's on a motorcycle, very nice motorcycle, but he was dressed to the nines on a motorcycle. So I'm like, wow, this cat's got it going on. So I was pretty impressed by that, man.
And tell me, how are you, Dad and Uncle, these days? Are they doing well?
Everybody's doing okay. My Uncle Art is moving a little slow right now. You know, he's close to 80 years old, and he's about 79, I think, 79 years old. And he had a procedure on his back a while back. He's never really quite been the same since then. So he's been, you know, moving a little slow. My dad moved. He's living on a – he's got a farm up in New York. And he's doing well. He's doing well. He got remarried up there, and he and his wife got a great little farm. He's like a country man. You know, he's in the country, raising chickens and beehives and stuff like that. I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing well. And I talk to my Uncle Cyril pretty often as well, and Charles, and they're all doing good. Yeah.
And you came into the band Neville Brothers when you were quite young, weren't you?
Yes. I was probably 19 years old.
Was that daunting for you, or did you feel like it just fit in and it was the naturalest thing in the world?
It was kind of fun. I'm like, oh, good. I'm going to go play with these dudes, with my dad. And then I remember probably the first time I got a check, like I got a paycheck for like a weekly little payment for playing with them. I'm like, oh, well, this is what I make? This is mine? I'm like, oh, shit, all right, let's go. Yeah. I'm ready to do this next week.
And the week
yeah,
after.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Anything that's bothering you, any ill feelings about about anything or anybody. We need to let it go right here, right now. It ain't doing you no damn good. That excess baggage, that unnecessariness, any bad vibes you're hanging on to, any grudge you might be holding. About to get rid of that shit right here. To make sure the rest of your time here at Jazz Fest is there. We're gonna take it out. We're gonna put it in the dumpster. We'll take all that bullshit and we're gone. We're gonna put it in the dumpster. What we gonna do with it, y'all? We put it in the dumpster. Disagreement with your close friend and say some things you really don't mean. Don't hold that shit in, you have to let it go. You know what I'm talking about? And put it in the dumpster. You know what I'm talking about, Timmy, though? Put it in the dumpster.
And the bag bar. Don't leave it on the ground. Pick it up and put it in the dumpster. It's your front lawn. You want to keep your neighborhood clean? You don't want the neighbors talking about you, huh? What you gonna do?
Put it in the dumpster.
True story, y'all. Put it in the dumpster. On your way to the show, but you're driving a little too fast. The cops pull you over and take your weed and keep it for himself. What you gonna do?
Put it in the dumpster.
Don't get mad. Don't get either. Don't break nobody's car glass out. What you gonna do?
Put it in the dumpster.
Indeed. Putting it in that funky old dumpster. That's Dumpster Funk live at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the big one that happens over there every year. And one of the favorite sons of New Orleans from the Neville Brothers and Dumpster Funk, Mr. Ivan Neville, is our special guest here this week in the Tiki Lounge Remix. When you formed Dumpster Funk, what did you want to do different in your own band than what you were doing with the Neville Brothers band?
Well, I wanted to focus more on the natural funk, the ability to listen a lot, and I wanted to focus on that, on listening to one another play, which we did that with the brothers, but this is more of a core, like five guys who are all playing instruments, and we're all looking at each other, we're standing in the room looking at each other playing, and we're listening to one another, and that's basically, I wanted to do more of that. Versus, more of a band, not guys that are backing up someone, or we all kind of together create this thing, you know, and every part of it is just as important as the other part. But it's all based on us listening to one another and a mutual fondness and admiration for each other's playing, which makes it even cooler when you're listening to a guy that you're a fan of. I'm a fan of his playing, and I'm listening to it, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play with that to make that just sound really good. Yeah.
Ivan, if you had to define the word funk to somebody from, I don't know, another planet or something like that, what's funk to you? What's the essence of it?
Funk is how you feel. And it's how the music makes you feel. And it's the rhythm. It's the rhythm and the soul of it. And it's the spaces in between the notes. It's where there is no note. And it's like, that's the funk, you know? Yeah.
It certainly is. It's been, what, a few years now since the last studio album, Dirty Word. About time for a new one?
It's about time. And we put out a song called Justice that we recently released a video of, and that's out there on the airwaves. And we got some more music that we're developing and that we've been working on for quite a while. And we're going to be putting some songs out. Like, we're thinking of just teasing with a song here, a song there. And then eventually maybe putting it all together and making one complete CD or whatever they call it these days. Yeah.
And you gotten around here at Blues Fest? You've been seeing some other acts?
I've been seeing some people, yeah. We saw Trumbo and Shorty last night. I didn't get a chance to see. I wanted to see Soul Rebels and Nas, but we were playing at the same time last night. I got a chance to have a good little chat with my friend Bonnie Raitt, who I used to play with. I played in her band back in the 80s, in the early to mid-80s, and got to see a few people that I hadn't seen in a while. I saw a young lady named Beth Hart. I played on her on a record of hers a couple years ago, and, you know, I've been running into people in the hallways, and the guy's a snarky puppy, and it's a fun event, you know.
Ivan Neville, thanks very much. Much respect, and thanks for coming down and sharing the funk. Long live the funk.
Thank you. Yeah.
raising up that funky old house. That's Dumpster Funk, Ivan Neville on keyboards, his cousin Ian Neville, son of Art Neville, on the guitar as well. Fine band, Dumpster Funk, good band up at Blues Fest this year, good to catch up with him. And that track, Raise the House, comes from their most recent studio album called Dirty Word, out on the Louisiana Red Hot label. One of the other most interesting bands at Blues Fest this year was the American group Snarky Puppy, which I still think is a bad name for a band, but there you go. But I've sort of underestimated them over the last couple of years. I was aware of them, I'd listened to their music, and maybe their studio albums aren't quite as good as they are live, but live they are very, very creative, and these puppies can play. They're a big band, they got three keyboard players, a strong horn section, and they're led by bassist Michael League. Multi-Grammy Award winners of the last few years. The New York Times called them a barnstorming, groove-centric instrumental act with unplaceable style, and Rolling Stone said they're one of the most versatile groups on the planet right now. Their most recent album, Culture Vulture, has just been out fairly recently, and it's a pretty good example of what they do, but I still think they're much, much better live. Let's have a listen. This is a track called Big Ugly from American band originally from Texas, but they all live in New York these days. This is Snarky Puppy from the album Culture Vulture here in the Tiki Lounge Remix. We'll be right back. And over the top of these snarky puppies, it's time to come on here and remind you that the Tiki Lounge Remix is produced in the studios of 2BBFM in Bellingen, New South Wales, and heard on stations all around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network. The program is produced with the assistance of the Department of Communications via the Community Broadcasting Foundation. And if your station is one of those that leaves us after the first hour, well, happy to have had your company. Hope you can stop in again next week. If you're sticking around for the second hour, plenty more good music coming your way here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.